Nathan Zagura alongside Brown, sixth round pick, defensive lineman Caleb Brantley. Caleb, welcome to the Browns.
Hey, man, I'm glad to be here, man. Go Dog Pound.
I know it's obviously been a little bit of a tough offseason for you, but being able to get here and get focused back on football, how much of a relief has that been?
I mean, it's a great relief, man. I feel like I haven't played football in forever. I'm just glad to get back to my stress reliever.
What was it like yesterday, your first mini camp practice? What were your impressions of your first real practice in the NFL?
It was tough. You know, just new environment, you know, new language. But, I mean, it's our job now. You just here to get better.
Three draft picks on this defensive line. Myles Garrett, obviously, first overall. Larry Ogunjobi and yourself. You guys starting to form a little bit of a bond there as three guys that could really be a huge part of this front four for the Browns for years to come.
Yes, sir. I certainly hope so. Our D-line, we pretty much knew each other from the combine, you know, training, you know, from playing each other in college. But, I mean, we just ain't really getting too much tighter. We was already all boys, but, you know, we all hope we can come in and give maximum impact.
You and Larry trained together, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what do you think of Mr. Ogunjobi?
That's my man. He's just quiet, good character, you know. He's just a great guy.
He is a great guy, hard worker, loves the weight room. I mean, have you, I'm sure you know his story then. I mean, this guy was on his couch about to, you know, eat himself and play video games into oblivion, and now here he is in the NFL alongside you and a jacked dude, I might add.
That's crazy. Yeah, I want to put us next to each other. I want to look like him when I grow up.
Me too. We can both go for that. Greg Williams, obviously a fiery guy. Yesterday we saw that in that practice. Have you ever had a coach quite like that?
I ain't gonna say I had a coach like Greg Williams, but I mean, what's not to love about it? I mean, that's what kind of coach you want. He's gonna get you ready to play. And his style of defense, he liked to play, that's how he is.
When you come in and your defensive line coach, Clyde Simmons, is in the top 20 in the history of the National Football League in sacks, is that, like, as a player, does that kind of, even though, you know, you want to say anybody could be a great coach, but when you had a guy who was also a great player, does that help a lot?
I actually didn't know that. That's pretty cool. But, you know, I got to talk to him about that. But, yeah, top 20, man, he got to teach me something.
All time. That's he's a big fella as well.
Yes, sir. Huge.
What do you hope to accomplish out here this weekend? Because it is your chance to make your first impression on this staff. What do you hope to show them about Caleb Brantley?
That I'm going to just come to work every day and get better every day. Just
all right.
Point blank.
You hoping to have any particular play that stands out? A big, like a something that looked like a sack? I know you can't hit anybody yet. Is that hard for the defensive guys not to be able to hit?
I mean, we used to it by now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Same thing in college. But like I said, I ain't looking for us. I'm just looking out here, working on my craft, getting better.
What would you say to the Browns fans? What kind of player are they getting in Caleb Brantley?
an aggressive, dynamic playmaker. You know what I'm saying? Who can pass, rush, and run stop? I can do both.
All right. Well, Caleb, we look forward to seeing that when it comes chance for you to do that on Sundays. And welcome to the Browns.
Yes, sir. Thank you.